From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In London today, a panel representing Anglican churches worldwide rebuked the Episcopal Church USA. A 17-member commission, appointed by the Anglican Communion, called for an apology from the American arm of the church for consecrating a man who was openly gay as bishop. Gene Robinson became the Bishop of New Hampshire last year. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports many church leaders around the world wanted tougher penalties for the American church.
Robin Eames, the Archbishop of Ireland and the head of the commission, said the American church was wrong to go off on its own and confirm Gene Robinson when there were protests from allied Anglican churches around the world. But Eames said after a year of hearing complaints on both sides, the commission decided against drastic action.
We unanimously believe that the way forward that we can offer to the communion is not to impose or attempt to impose punishment, but rather to call on all parties to behave as the sort of mature Christians which God calls us to be.
The 93-page report criticizes the Americans who supported Robinson. It asks them to apologize, not for theological reasons, that is, endorsing a gay man, but for a procedural one, that is, making the move without consulting others. The commission urged the Americans to put a moratorium on elevating any other homosexual to be bishop, and it urged them to refrain from officially blessing same-sex unions. Frank Griswold, the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, admitted the consecration caused distress to others, but he said it would not change the role of gay people, lay or clergy.
Gay and lesbian persons have played a very important role and continue to in terms of ministry and witness and participation in the mission of the church. And though for some people that is a very problematic reality, I think for the diverse center, that is something we either welcome or acknowledge with some reservation, but nonetheless accept as part of our reality.
Jim Naughton, spokesman for the Diocese of Washington, D.C., does not believe that a diocese will try to elect a gay bishop anytime soon. As to same-sex blessings, he said those could happen under the radar. Naughton says he's relieved by the report because it does not kick out the Episcopal Church from the Anglican Communion, nor does it allow the conservatives in America to form their own parallel church.
We could hardly be happier with the fact that they have said there will be no parallel jurisdiction in this country, and that they have come down pretty hard, I think, on primates and sort of freelancing bishops who want to cross into other bishops' areas.
He's referring to some African and South American bishops who have said they would take unhappy churches in America under their wing. The Archbishop of Uganda has offered to do that for three churches in Los Angeles, and the Archbishop of Nigeria has said he will start a Church of Nigeria in America. Some Orthodox leaders, such as Archbishop Greg Venables, who oversees six countries in South America, thought the commission report gave some hope to Orthodox dissenters. For example, it suggested that the communion draw up a core covenant, and if the Episcopal Church did not want to sign on to it, then they would vote themselves out of the communion. But he is unsatisfied that the commission merely asks the Episcopal Church to apologize for process and not for the underlying doctrinal stance on homosexual practice.
It's like an adulterate husband who's cheating on his wife, apologizing for the pain he's caused his wife, but not giving up the relationship that's causing the pain.
To Bob Duncan, the Bishop of Pittsburgh and the leader of the Conservative Network in the United States, the problem is two different views of the world, one that puts the Bible first and the other that puts culture first.
It's clear that you can't hold these two things under one roof.
He says he doesn't really believe the American church will change direction, but he says God is capable of impossible things.
Whether he can reform the Episcopal Church right now, I don't know. It's not humanly possible, but it may be divinely possible.
Nothing can happen until February at the earliest, when the recommendations go before the 38 leaders of the Anglican Communion. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.